Time for the best 5 minutes of the day. Jason Kanz, good morning.
Good morning.
Big announcement yesterday where Brett Favre was testifying before the House Ways and Means Committee and acknowledged that he has Parkinson's.
Yeah, that one kind of caught me off guard a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So with your work as a neuropsychologist, I mean, what do you know about Parkinson's?
Quite a bit. So there can be a difference between Parkinson's disease and what's called Parkinsonism, which is kind of the changes in movement, slower thinking, and so forth. And that can be caused by a variety of different things. You know, so repeated blows to the head sometimes they think can cause Parkinsonism. With given his history, I would wonder if that's the case.
Yeah.
Typically when we think of Parkinson's disease, you get much slower movement, kind of shuffling gait, resting tremor, so kind of a little bit of shakiness. But we also get slowed thinking that can come with it at times, a variety of different symptoms.
Again, I've said this before, but it's kind of like, thank you, that I'd never heard of Parkinsonism. But,
yeah.
I mean, it feels like as you age, there are... It's like a defense that has more than 11 players on it, and they're all coming to get you.
Yeah, yeah, that's for sure. Whether it's brain-wise or heart-wise chronic pain or
cancer.
A whole bunch of different things.
Yeah.
Cancer, absolutely.
I mean,
absolutely.
I could make out the defense, and it's just like, wow, this is pretty nasty. This is worse than the 85 Bears defense, you know, to come to get you.
Right,
and you need to exercise and eat right. That's what you can do. That's kind of your...
that's definitely a part of it. You know, it seems like at some point you get along and you don't even have an offensive line anymore, and you know Mike Singletary's eyeing you down and ready to come after you. And so,
look at us go sports references here together.
Yeah, absolutely. 85 Bears was an incredible defense.
You know, there is there's a baseball movie. It's a documentary done on the 82 Brewers. It's the only time they ever went to the World Series. They had the lead in this series, 3-2 over the Cardinals, and went and lost the last two games, and they lose the series 4-3. But the documentary is on these 82 Brewers in a year that they're hoping to get back there, but there's a lot of good teams. And they're finally, it's been only at the Marcus Theaters, of which there's not one in the Chippewa Valley, but now all of a sudden it's going to be at the Downtown Theater in Eau Claire, starting on Friday. So that's I'm just kind of going sports reference to sports reference there. So.
Yeah, that's great. That was back when I paid more attention to the Brewers when I was in grade school. So
you want to go with me to the movie?
I might, actually. That could be fun.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
All right, I'll even pay your way.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
Because,
yeah.
You know, I know you get a lot for doing this 5 minutes every day. So
I won a pumpkin contest when I was in grade school for having a Raleigh Fingers pumpkin.
Huh. Okay.
Yep. So
a Raleigh Fingers pumpkin. You made like a Raleigh Fingers handlebar mustache on it?
Yep. And then it had we put like one of those plastic brewer's caps from Dairy Queen on its head.
Nice.
Yeah, it was good.
How old were you?
I was in grade school, probably third grade, fourth grade, something like that.
Hmm. You have a picture of it?
I don't.
Okay.
No.
The things we cover, I mean, again, we're good friends, have been for a while, but I never knew that before.
You never know what you're getting on the air with us.
I know it, absolutely.
Right.
All right, and I think we have had this discussion. I think I even have a drop I made out of it. Is the fall, do you think of it as apple or pumpkin is your preference?
I'm an apple person.
Yeah.
I don't mind pumpkin. I like pumpkin bread for sure, but I like apple a lot.
I thought you were going to say pumpkin pie.
I don't mind pumpkin pie, but if I'm given the choice between apple pie and pumpkin pie, I'm going with apple every time. So,
you know, here's the thing. I say apple pie is my favorite, but seasonally, I go with pumpkin and the whipped cream. That's a tough combo to say no to. All right, we got Acts 8:24 today.
And that is says, "Pray to the Lord for me," Simon exclaimed, "that these terrible things that you've said won't happen to me."
Mm-hmm. And in your devotional commentary, Letters to Beloved, you tackle that one verse this way. You say, Simon pleaded, "Pray for me so that those things you are saying will not happen. Beloved, it is good to pray for deliverance from suffering, but what you truly need is the vibrant life that comes only through a relationship with me." Final thought.
Yeah, I think there's this interaction, right, between praying to God for these changes to come about and then living out of that reality, living out of the reality of a vibrant life.
All right. Very good. Yeah. I had a whole question in mind I never got to for you. I'll try to save that for tomorrow. Talk to you then.
Sounds good. Talk to you.
Our buddy Jason Kanz on WWIB. Tuesday Trivia becomes Win It Wednesday on WWIB, our fourth go at this question, Caleb.
715-723-2555 is what we want you to dial. 715-723-2555. And how about we've got a great prize. We're sending someone with a guest to the movies at Mikon Cinemas.
You know, it's a great prize if both of us would love to win it. And a pair of free tickets to go see the movie of your choice at Mikon. Absolutely.
The question is this. Almost 3 in 4 people say this stresses them out. Almost 3 in 4 of us say this stresses us out. We actually had a text reply to this earlier, and of course, we don't take guesses until right on the air. But they said, again, tongue-in-cheek, maybe what stresses 3 in 4 people out is hard trivia questions on the Wake Up Show.
Yeah.
And you know what? Maybe.
That would have been a trick answer, I guess.
715-723-2555. Again, almost 75% of people say this stresses them out. What are we talking about? 715-723-2555. Give us your best guess for a chance to win those 2 Mikon Cinemas movie passes. 715-723-2555. Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Good morning, WWIB.
Good morning. This is Sherry.
Hey, Sherry. Sherry from Bloomer, I do believe. What do you think?
Yeah. How about moving?
Moving. Is
that's a good guess.
Yeah, very good guess. Sherry, is that what we are looking for? Moving, stressing out 3 out of 4 people?
Sorry, Sherry.
It's not. Call us back. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Aiden from Mondovi.
All right. Good to hear from Mondovi. What do you think?
Holidays.
Is it holidays?
It can be stressful.
Yeah. Is it holidays? It's not. Thank
Christmas.
You, Aiden.
Christmas 3 months from today, by the way.
Man, coming up soon. All right. Thank you, Aiden. Call us back. 715-723-2555. Almost 3 in 4 people say this stresses them out. So almost 75% of us are stressed out by what? 715-723-2555 for a chance to win your way into the movies. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Stacy from Eau Claire.
Stacy, what do you think?
I think wedding.
Is it weddings? Being in one or going to one? I mean, sure, there could be stress around
just
that
the
for
planning.
Sure. Yeah, oh, the planning. Yeah, there you go. Are you planning a wedding?
I am not, no.
Okay, but yeah, I can see. No, not what we're looking for. But thank you, Stacey. Good to hear from you from Eau Claire, 715-723-2555. Calls keep coming in. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Aiden from Mondovi.
All right, Aiden, back in. What do you think, friend?
Traffic.
Is it traffic? I feel like that was guessed a couple times yesterday, so you can have a bonus guess if you can think quick.
Work.
Work. Is it work? Aiden? Not work. Thanks, bud. 715-723-2555. Lots of people think they know Havel.
Yeah. Aiden and his team there in Mondovi putting their heads together trying to get those guesses.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name and where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show?
Dan from Marshfield.
Hey, Dan.
Dan from Marshfield. You haven't heard from Marshfield yet. Home of the Tigers. What do you think?
Road rage.
Is it road rage? Stressing out 75% of us. Road rage, Dan? No, but stay safe over there in Marshfield.
I want to see you on a game show where you have to name the school nickname because I think you could win. You could get some dollars out of
it. I don't know. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tony from Menominee.
Hey, Tony.
What do you think?
Dinner preparation or dinner planning.
Dinner preparation, dinner planning. I feel like we've had things guessed in that vein. Is it dinner planning? It's not. Thank you, Tony. All right, 2 more guesses.
Yeah.
We just have time for 2 more here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Tim from Wheeler.
Hey, Tim. What do you think?
I think it's family gatherings.
Is it family gatherings?
Increasingly so, maybe, these days.
Yeah, Tim from Wheeler. No, all right, we're down to our last guess. If we don't get it here, we do plan to give you a clue after 7:45. Good morning, WWIB. Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show. This stresses out almost 75% of us. What do you think it is? And first, your name and where you're calling from.
Mary, I'm from Eau Claire.
All right, what do you think?
Children.
Children. Havo, is it children?
Ah, sorry about that. It's not it.
It's not. All right. Call us back, but wait till we give you the cue in about 20 minutes or so, and we'll come up with a clue for you as well. We're gonna make this guessable, that's for sure.
Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show, and it's our 5th try at this question, but do we have a hint this time?
We do. So 715-723-2555 is the number to call, 715-723-2555. And almost 3 in 4 people say this stresses them out. That's the question we've been working on since around this time yesterday morning. Almost 3 in 4 people say this stresses them out. A chance to win 2 Mycon Cinemas movie passes so you and a guest can go see a movie for free. And what's the clue, Havel?
Yeah, I would just say that probably people are not stressed about this until they hit 16. People 16 and older. So that the clue is people 16 and older probably far more likely to be among those 3 out of 4 that are stressed out by this.
All right. Almost 75% of people say this stresses them out. But yeah, 16 and older. All right. Read into that. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Sherry from Bloomer.
Hey, Sherry. What do you think?
Driving.
Is it driving?
Just straight up driving.
Straight up driving?
And I think that might have even been guessed already, but that's not it.
Not what we're looking for. 715-723-2555.
But she's probably, you know, on the trail.
I mean, again, we gave you a pretty generous
clue. She picked
clue
up on
there,
the hint.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Patty from Eau Claire.
Hey, Patty, what do you think?
Getting a speeding ticket.
Getting a speeding ticket, Halvo?
Wow, that is stressful. Let me just say, and I've gotten more than one, but Caleb, not in like 6 years, so thank you.
There you go. You know, I was actually just thinking that my last infraction might be almost expunged now.
Yeah,
so that's good.
Off the insurance, right? Yeah.
So, good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Stacy from Eau Claire.
Hey, Stacy, what do you think?
Construction.
Construction. Almost 3 in 4 people say this stresses them out. We said, yeah, probably folks 16 and older stressed out. Is it construction? No, but there sure is a lot of that going on, right, on the roads. Thank you to all of our highway workers. Appreciate you. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Aaron Libner, Eau Claire. How you doing?
Hey,
pretty
Aaron.
Good, Aaron. What do you think?
Insurance costs.
Is it insurance costs? Is that what's stressing out 75% of people 16 and older? Aaron?
Not it?
No, but again, folks, you're definitely in the right vein here. All right? You picked up on the clue. Good job. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Al from Whiffy.
Hey, Al, what do you think?
I was just wondering if it might be having an accident.
Getting in an accident.
Yeah, those are stressful.
Alvo?
That's not it, Al. Sorry about it.
Thank you, Al. 715-723-2555. I do think we can get this solved. And the thing is, if we don't get it solved, we have to wait an hour because we're talking with Farmer John at 8:15 from Govan's Farm about all the excitement there. So let's see if we can get this done now. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Evelyn from Fall Creek.
Evelyn, what do you think, friend?
Is it no parking spots?
That is
not what we're looking for.
But it's the closest guess so far.
Yeah. Again, you guys are just, you're getting closer and closer.
If we're playing hotter or colder, that was hotter.
Yeah, that's for sure. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Roxy from Ojibwa. Is it taking the driving exam?
Taking the driving exam. It is not.
Good guess, though.
Yeah, good guess. Good guess. And as long as we're just being generous with clues, I would say there's an aspect of taking the driving exam that...
Yeah, right.
We want you to solve this, friends.
Yeah.
715-723-2555. Again, Win It Wednesday here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Piper from Cannon.
Hey, Piper, what do you think?
Parallel parking.
Piper, what makes you say parallel parking?
My mom.
Your mom? There you go. So, Piper, I'm just assuming here, I don't think you're old enough to parallel park, but does your mom get stressed out parallel parking?
Yes.
She does.
Is that what we're looking for? Almost 3 in 4 people, 16 and older, say this stresses them out. Is it parallel parking? Piper from Kennan?
Yes.
You are absolutely correct.
You're going to the movies.
Well done, Piper. We're going to send you to the movies at Mycon Cinemas. How about that?
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Hang on the line, friend, and we will get that prize to you. Yes, Halvo, parallel parking is what stresses out 75. Well, just like magic, he's on the ad, then he's on the air. Farmer John from Govan's Farm joins us right now on the WIB Wake Up Show. Good morning, Farmer John.
Well, good morning.
What a beautiful morning it is, and we are headed toward opening weekend at Govan's Fall Fun at Govan's, and I know you guys have been working tirelessly to get things ready for many, many guests, and it looks like just beautiful weather we'll be blessed with for opening weekend.
It has been beautiful weather. The farmer in me wishes it would rain a little bit more, but
sure.
we take what we can get.
Yeah, and you guys, I mean, that's the thing where you plan as much as you can, but farmers, as much or more than anybody, right, are weather dependent.
We are 100% dependent on what comes from the sky, whether it's blessings or whether it's blessings, sun or rain.
Well, there's always so much going on at the farm. Again, Farmer John from Govan's Farm, govansfarm.com, or follow them on Facebook. I'm just reading this real quick. Included in your admission, the corn maze, wagon rides, mini golf, giant slide, flying farmer line, hay jump, corn box, duck races, steer roping, cornhole, giant Jenga, pumpkin bowling, farm babies, which starts October 5th, rat rollers, tractor pull, tug of war, coop, connect four, and much more. All activities made for both kids and adults. And then you were telling me off the air, Farmer John, you've added something new as well this year.
We added a paintball gallery.
So you can come shoot paintball guns at the farm.
Absolutely. And it's fun and it's loud and the targets make noises when you hit them. It's going to be great.
That sounds like a great time.
Yeah, paintball added to those extra activities with your paid admission. Don't forget about the pumpkin and apple cannon and a fantastic concessions area. So come hungry, right?
Absolutely. Come hungry. Get some donuts. Get some kettle corn. Get a hot dog. Get a burger. Get whatever you need.
That's a lot of fun food you got there. Yeah.
Well, it's not a good day to diet when you come out to Govan's.
Right.
You can get back on your diet another day.
Yeah.
You can have a great time. And again, those apple cider donuts are fantastic. Donut Sundays, Farmer John, is another item on the concessions menu that always kind of catches my eye.
It is. And they're delicious.
Just so many things to enjoy, and the brats, chips, cookies, s'mores, apple cider, hot and cold beverages, so many things. And again, we've been talking about opening weekend, so the hours coming up this weekend, what do those look like?
They look like Saturday, 11 to 9 p.m. The last tickets will be sold an hour before we close. And remember that 9 p.m. close. We used to close at 10, and like a lot of businesses, due to labor, we've backed off an hour to help with staffing.
Sure.
So we're going to be closed at 9 this year and not 10.
And you note that the slide and the cannons close at 8, but still, I'd want to do that maze when there's some daylight, but some people like to use the flashlight and have some extra fun, right?
Oh, it's a blast. It's a blast after dark.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't light it in any way. So if you're going in there after dark, you're going in with a flashlight.
Yeah.
There you go. And again, just how big is that corn maze again, Farmer John? How many acres?
It's about 9 acres.
Wow. That's huge.
9-acre corn maze. That's fantastic. Fall fun at Govan's kicks off again this weekend. Farmer John, we'll chat with you again soon, but thanks so much for joining us. And man, we can't wait to get out there ourselves.
Well, thanks for having me in.
That's Farmer John from Govan's Farm. Again, all the details on their Facebook page and at govansfarm.com. That's govansfarm.com. What better way to enjoy a beautiful September weekend than spending some time at Govan's?
The Whip Wake Up Show, a compare and contrast here this morning. Two different stories that are related. First off, the headline is, this is when babies are cutest.
Yeah, and this is interesting because you and I were chatting about this off the air, and it's like, okay, I don't ever remember a time when I didn't think that my progeny was cute. It's like, I'm their dad. Of course I think they're cute.
But the story starts off and says newborns are ugly. Let me explain. What? Don't judge me. It says surveys suggest we don't find babies particularly cute until 3 or even 6 months of age when the awkward part of features give way to chubby cheeks and big eyes.
So again, this is just according to a survey, all right? We're just reading it. It says the babies then remain at peak cuteness from 6 months until around age 4.5. That's
now again,
what they say.
As I remember the birth of our four kids, I remember not thinking any of them were ugly, personally.
I think newborns are adorable.
I know.
Okay.
So anyhow, it goes on to say at what age are kids the cutest. But here's the thing, the contrast here, because the other headline is nearly 90% of dog owners believe in love at first sight with their pets.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Recent survey. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I'm just, so again, comparing and contrasting.
Right. Yeah.
People saying that newborns is like,
yeah, right.
But then love at first sight with their dog?
Yep, yeah. A recent survey of 2,000 dog owners in serious relationships found that 80% experienced an instant connection with their pooch. Well, only 69% felt the same about their significant other.
What in the world? I mean, it's great to love your dog.
Yeah,
great,
right.
But the survey revealed that 87% of respondents believe in, quote, love at first sight with their pets.
Compared to 62% for humans. So the thing is that I guess when you know when it comes to your dog, I guess. Is that it?
Yes. I don't know. I'm going to stay on the side of the babies, though. I think there's nothing cuter and nothing sweeter.
There's been so many times I got it so wrong and a couple that I got it just right.